This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. It is our weekly look at the local creative sector. And today we're going to look at an ever-opening community, and that includes the upcoming Ann Arbor Art Fair. I'm David Fair, and my content partner and co-host is Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and it is good to see these kinds of events back on the schedule.
Yeah, you know, you've covered WEMU so much of how COVID-19 has tossed all of us around this last year and a half.
Yeah, and on Creative Impact, we actually covered the fact that Art Fair was going to be canceled a second year, and then a week later, we announced that it was going to be on, and here we are.
Right. We broke that news that it was in fact going to happen. And so to cover that, I've asked artist Kieran Wagner-Corin, a veteran of many art fairs, to do us a favor.
And that favor is to do two interviews. We're going to do this pre-art fair interview, and then we will do one the following week and have a post-art fair interview. Kieran, thank you so much for making time today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Kieran, you're a painter, a mixed media artist, a member of the WSG Gallery Co-op, and you also own your own creative business, Format Framing. And you grew up here in Ann Arbor. Historically, how important is the art fair circuit in general and the art fairs here in Ann Arbor specifically to you and your business?
Oh, my goodness. The art fair has been wonderful for me as an artist, and it's also good for a picture framing business. Not the week of art fair, because nobody wants to do any business in town. They just want to go do the show. But afterwards, there's always an influx of new work that people purchase that they need to have framed. So it's great. It's been great for my business and me personally as an artist.
Can you kind of share what you recall about how it was for you last year? As we were in 2020 waiting and wondering whether we were going to be open or not, and ultimately, of course, the Ann Arbor Art Fair was canceled. But as you were waiting and anticipating what it might mean to you personally and to your business, how were you negotiating the times?
Oh, my goodness. It was a very difficult year. We downsized our business. We moved it to our home. My employees it was difficult to work together because we didn't want to be near one another. My framing business was actually quite busy, and I was very thankful for that because as each show canceled, so I started 2020, I was working on pieces for the shows that I knew I would participate in. And then as they canceled, I was part relieved and I was part so disappointed because I got out of my making art routine, which is something I really enjoy. So I was very thankful that I had a lot of framing business to keep me occupied during the pandemic because it was very stressful.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ypsilanti artist Kieran Wagner-Corin, who is showing in the 2021 Ann Arbor Street Art Fair.
So, Kieran, you know, this year, as you anticipated the possibilities of fairs opening in 2021, what's that been like for you, again, kind of going through that same routine, knowing, not knowing, and so on?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I'm so happy that the shows are back. I can't wait. I missed doing them. I missed the income. I love putting together a body of work for a new show. It's really exciting. You know, each artist gets a 10x10 booth of their very own, and I can do whatever I want in that space. And I really enjoy pulling all these pieces together for this show.
For those who haven't seen it, how would you characterize the personality of the works you put on display?
My work is landscape. It is very colorful. It's, I would say, enhanced color, and they are often about the place. So you might see one of my pieces and recognize it, or you might see one of my pieces and you will know that it's landscape, but you won't know where it is because it's about color or composition, light, those sorts of minimal things.
Have you shown in any other fairs since COVID hit, or is this your first foray back into the circuit?
Nope, I had a show in Des Moines, Iowa in June. That was my first show, and it was wonderful.
The 2021 Art Fair opens in days. We know the fairs are following health protocols as required, and that the fair will run Thursday through Saturday, a day shorter than usual. So what changes are you making to accommodate this kind of new reality we exist in?
Well, I'm hoping that the organizers are giving us some space between our booths, more than usual. That would be helpful so that there's room for people to walk around your booth so they don't have to look at work. Not that everyone is inside your booth at the same time. So some people can be outside and some people can be inside so that everyone can enjoy it, but they don't have to be right next to one another.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. And again, we're talking with Ypsilanti artist Karen Wagner-Koren, who is showing in the 2021 Ann Arbor Street Art Fair.
Karen, you know, you have a following of collectors, many that come to see you specifically at the art fair here in Ann Arbor. With your experience at your earlier fair this year and then anticipating this one, do you see anything different in regards to your collectors and visitors?
Oh, I hope that they are. I hope they're ready to buy. I hope they are. I just think it's a great event for people who have been home. Everybody's been stuck in their houses, and I'm hoping that some people have been saving their money for the art fair so that they can come and fill that space on their wall that's been empty this whole year during the pandemic. So that's my hope.
What about the interactions with other artists at the fair?
Oh, that's always a wonderful piece for me. You work in your studio alone a lot of the time, so when you get to go to a show and you sit on the street with other artists, I'm always enjoying learning about new people, how they approach their artwork in their life, and I am so impressed with how unusual some folks live their life and how they do it. It's always unique. Each and every artist has a great story about how they manage, so it's wonderful.
There is such a hunger to get out and commune once again, and this typically is an event that brings about 500,000 people in. Are there any hesitations or trepidation on your part?
No. I'm very confident in the organizers of the shows and our city. Ann Arbor puts a lot of effort into preparing for that many people to come into town, so there's a lot of resources available should there be an issue. I am going to come prepared with masks and hand sanitizer, and I will try and keep my 6 feet distance and keep track of who's in my booth at all times so that I don't have too many people too close together. So I guess that's the biggest issue, is that there'll be a lot of people at one time.
This is such a huge tourist event, but as you well know, there are many townies who like to vacate the area when this comes around. Given that we're coming off nearly a year and a half of shutdown, perhaps that's going to be different this year and you'll see more local faces around.
I hope so. That would be great. I know I've missed the fair, so it'll be so great to get back to normal again in town. I think everyone will be ready. Our restaurants, our stores, we can go back to our great sales that happen in town. So
I'll be one of those townies walking around the art fair as a visitor and actually doing some work too. So I'll be sure to stop by your booth, which is near the clock tower. So we look forward to having you back next week to tell us how the fair has go for you. So thank you so much for doing this two-part series for us.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, we are all looking forward to it and hearing what you have to say. That is Ypsilanti artist Karen Wagner-Koren, who is showing in the 2021 Ann Arbor Street Art Fair. You can find out more about Karen and her work at WEMU.org. All the links will be there for you. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and my Creative Impact co-host and partner. And we'll be back with Creative Impact again next week with that follow-up with Karen on how the 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair went. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.